105 BFM.
This is Shred Beer, my second ever, and I have Tristan Deck from the Beths in the studio. How you doing?
Great. Good morning, Annabelle.
Because this is the nature of radio means you can't see us.
I was going to say, this is a very unfortunate situation. You can't join us in the booth upstairs, 95 BFM right now.
Because we made the special effort of wearing our best sheep jumpers.
Both of them are very fluffy, very warm, and feature predominantly farm animals, mostly sheep.
Yeah, we took a photo immediately. It was the first thing we did.
I just realised that both of ours have predominantly like one colour of sheep, and then the motif is a contrasting sheep.
Isn't
hidden in the
good?
Herd. Oh, yours is a dog.
What?
It's a dog.
a sheep dog. Oh wow! I didn't realise it's because it's too far up. I can't see it. Shred Beer is a new segment of mine. The idea is I'm really nosy and I want to know what people's really personal songs are that they love, that they listen to over and over and over again, and that's why it's called Shred Beer. So what's the song you've picked today, Tristan?
The song that I would really love to talk about is a song called Louisiana 1927 by Randy Newman, and it's a song about a tragic event and the government's sort of inadequate relief efforts following that, which I think is as pertinent today as it was when it was written and performed in 1970s. Don't know the exact year, but yeah.
Okay, well, first we're going to play a remastered version and then we'll have a wee chat about it. Here's Louisiana 1927.
That's dumb, Duncan.
The Wire.
Your daily epidemic response committee update on 95 BFM.
And frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
That's Louisiana 1927 by Randy Newman, the remastered version, and I have to apologise. There was all sorts of messy stuff going on at the start of that, but luckily we'll play another version after I've talked to Tristan about the song. So normally there are vocals in that song. So when did you first get into this song?
So I first heard the song about 4 years ago, and it was introduced to me by Steve Abel. I was playing some music with him, and we did a little cover of it. And that sort of sent me down a rabbit hole of Randy Newman discovery, in that I had no idea that the composer of You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story is also like a great political satirist and has recorded a huge body of work just on current affairs and political commentary all through the ages. So he's got this Tiny Desk concert, which I watched and when I was getting into him, and I think that's like a really great showcase of everything I love about his songwriting, where he jumps between criticizing Putin and then like a destroyingly beautiful love song, and then a sort of mockery of capitalism before his final song, which is like a devastating song about loss and hope. And so he's
gotta love him.
Yeah, he's really incredible, and I'm just a really big fan of his songwriting. I really like his use of minimalism, and I think his sort of piano style, which is quite choral and saintly, almost angelic, contrasts like really, or is such a beautiful platform to juxtapose political ideas or talk about topics that are difficult to talk about.
Is there any is there an element of it that's kind of personal to you, or are you more, you kind of just admire his songwriting?
I admire his songwriting a lot, and I think it's personal to me in the way that it reflects on current events and the difficult or the complex emotions I feel when observing the world around me, and especially at times like this where it's always nice to be able to hear someone who can put things into words that you can't really express.
Yeah, with that platform as well. Yeah,
definitely.
How old is he?
Oh, he's getting on. He was going to tour New Zealand this year or late
year,
and then he couldn't
was.
Because he had an operation. So
it was heartbreaking.
I should know his exact age actually, but
I looked it up. I see you up there. He's 76.
76.
That's not
still going strong.
That's sprightly.
Yep. Yeah, and the other version of this song that we'll play at the end is off his Songbook album, which I think is another sort of testament to the strength of his songwriting, in that he's recorded a sort of final version of these songs at the end of his, you know, at the end of his career. He's sort of like, yeah, I'm going to put my pen down and we're going to leave it here. This is the final album, and so it's this distillation of his entire body of work, just him and a piano at the end, you know, which is really, really powerful and beautiful to see what someone who's had such a long career does, you know, what it all boils down to.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. Sorry in advance. Is this something that you would want to do in your own songwriting?
Ooh, I'm not a great songwriter. I've been meaning to practice a bit more, but I love what I really love is the process, and I love seeing the evolution of things. I love going to see you know, jazz or improvised music or any music. I love the idea of a residency and getting to watch music evolve over time, and whether that's 50 years or a few nights, I think that's just like a really rewarding thing to see. And
yeah,
that's a process that I get excited about.
Cool. Right. So what is it's off called? The Good Old Days?
Good Old Boys.
Good Old Boys? I can't read it. I'm like, what is it?
It's an incredible album. It's important to remember that it was written in the 70s. And I think there's a lot of messages in there that are still really relevant today. One of the things I wanted to touch on is Randy Newman's use of minimalism in the lyrics. Like, for example, in Louisiana 1927, when he's describing the most destructive flood ever recorded in the United States, his summarization of that is the river rose all day, the river rose all night, some people got lost in the flood and some people got away all right.
Oh wow.
Which is, you know, it's I don't think it's reductive. I think it's really powerful to describe it in the way that it's this force of nature. It doesn't discriminate. It just comes through. And yeah, some people got swept up in it and some people got away all right. And I think that's a really powerful way of describing this tragic event, much more so than delving into facts and figures and
numbers. That's not really helpful. It's just like, yeah, imagine it, it kind of explains how vast it was by keeping it so simple.
Exactly. And I so I think that that holds up well as time goes on as well with songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And also his in the chorus where the song structure is interesting because it doesn't have a bridge or anything. It's just verse, chorus, verse, chorus. It's a
classic. It's also minimal, just keeping it simple.
And I think it's there's nothing to distract you from the message of the song. And the chorus is this triumphant what's the word, just like a repeated mm-hmm. reprise of Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. And the fact that it just keeps coming back to that is testament to the sort of strength of people affected by the flood to carry on and despite the historical situation of the government not doing anything to really help the affected people, mm-hmm. especially black people, is I think just a really clear way of iterating that message.
Yeah, and as relevant now as it was then.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else you want to say about it before we have a listen?
No, I think it's just a really beautiful song. It took me a couple of goes to like really get into Randy Newman, but I think he's just an excellent songwriter. And Start with Toy Story.
Go from there.
Even that is a good song. You've Got a Friend in Me. It's
so
like
good.
If you actually listen to it, it's a friggin' good song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love Randy Newman.
Okay, here is Louisiana 1927, again from Good Old Boys.
What has happened down here is the wind air changed. And it started to rain. Rained real hard to rain for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. River rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. River has busted through, clear down to Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana. Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
Lovely. I'm talking about the song as well as this sting. Very pleased.
I'm so happy you get a good sting.
I'm also happy that song played properly. God, it's gorgeous. Yeah, especially that version.
Yeah, it's beautiful and very moving. I think a lot of his catalog has the power to, yeah, I get extremely emotional when I listen to it.
So tell me, what have you got on tonight? You got a gig, right?
Yeah. I'm playing as part of Creative Jazz Club, which is a weekly jazz showcase at Anthology Lounge up on Karangahape Road. And I'm playing there with a trio that I play in with Callum Passels on alto saxophone and Michael Howell on guitar. Mm-hmm. We play a mix of our own compositions and a couple of known tunes. And the focus is kind of on group improvisation. And, yeah, we've been playing together for a while now, and it's really fun. It's quite interesting playing jazz music without a bass. It's
All
kind of higher range, higher register instruments. Yeah. So yeah, it's good improvised music.
Cool. And so, what's the cover that you're one of the ones you might play?
We're going to play "Greatest American Hero." It's a beautiful theme song from a. Yeah, you'll recognize it if you look it up. Someone that goes like, "Believe it or not, I'm walking on air."
Yep.
And that's the first time I've sung not in a Beth song. So there, have that.
It's great. But you saw it's like improvisation around that.
Yeah, song. Yeah. Cool. We're gonna. I think that one we sort of. It's such a good song. We kind of stick to it faithfully a little bit.
Yeah, true. But then don't fix what ain't broke.
We put our own wacky jazzy spin on it.
And the Beths, you've got a New Zealand tour coming up.
We do. That's going to be great. Finishing at the old Auckland Town Hall.
That's the end of it, right?
That's the end of it, yeah. And that's the all-ages show, which we're really happy we managed to make happen.
Yeah, that's on the 6th of November.
And might see you on Friday and Saturday at Whammy. We've got Wax Chattels on Friday and, of course, Deep Dive Festival, which is sold out now. So,
I know.
If you snooze, you have losered.
Yeah, I'm worried that I have losered. But I'll figure it out.
I think you can get it.
I'll see what I can do. Okay. And I just happen to have a Beth song lined up as well. Thank you so much, Tristan.
Thanks
for coming
Annabelle.
In.
Thank you.
I think, it's just going to get better and better, Fredbear. We'll figure it out.
Yep. With these great matching threads, it's...
I have to try and do this every time. This will be my Wednesday jersey. Alrighty. I'll let you go on with your day.
Thanks Annabelle.
Heaps. Coming up, we've got "Don't Go Away" by the Beths from their new album, Jump Rope Gazers.
Play it again, Annabelle.
Shredbear.
Only on 95 BFM.